wasn't got writing on it. So the sikkum was like this. We said, what was the sikkum? The sikkum was that if you got writing on the actual cake itself, you got letters on the cake itself, that means you got Mazel Tov written with icing or licorice, whatever. So we said, l'chore, to cut with a knife through the letters is a problem. That's a shayla of moichuk. You're going right through, let's come through the letters, that's a shayla of moichuk. To eat the cake, I mean, so you can't do that. So what can you do, we said? So you can cut in between the letters. The person cuts in between the letters. Let's go. If a person cuts in between the letters, that's shayla of moichuk. So then you're not doing moichuk, you're cutting in between the letters, that's okay to do. And then we're going to speak about eating the cake. We said the ma'aser, which is brewer's makel to eat that cake. Means even though you've got osius on the letters, even though you've got osius on the cake, but putting it in your mouth is called derech achila. It's a psik reisha of kelachayat moichus amnos lichtoiv various svaros. That's why it's mutter to do. That's eating of the cake. The cutting of cake, though, we said you shouldn't do. So what? How can you cut the cake? You have to cut in between the letters, or we said you sliced off the top layer of the icing together with a bit of the cake and take that, put that on the side. And we said from Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush that if you cut the cake beforehand, before Shabbos, you cut through the half oishes, if you cut through the Mazel Tov, you cut through it, that's also okay to do, to pull it apart on Shabbos. Right through the letter. You cut right through the letter before Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman says, do it to Chudei, our same thing we spoke out last week, therefore that's mutter, then to pull it apart completely on Shabbos itself. If it's part of the cake itself, that means it was moulded part of the cake itself, then there's no issue, Mishra Bruna, there's no issue to break even. You can cut it as it is, no
like
problem
biscuits,
at all.
The
oh, there's that, we spoke about last week, it was a biscuit. Even that, but if you look at the point of inside, makes no difference. If it's part of the actual cake itself, is a mould, let's say, for example, you've got a baking mould, it's got a Mazel Tov in it, and you bake the cake, you put the dough in the mushroom, whatever it is, and it makes that surah, that's okay.
Even if you make afterwards, you take a bit of dough, I mean, and you put it on top.
No, once you add on top of it, that's already a problem. Even the same material.
Yeah,
that's the problem. It has to be inside, a part of the cake itself. It's a chiddush why it works. We said it's already a big pair of why it works. What's the difference, actually? What the svar is? The Chavnish doesn't like this, actually. Chavnish asking it. Maestro Mishra Makel, if the actual surah itself is mutter, you're allowed to crack open the biscuit with ozem written on it, and certainly you can eat it. And the Chavnish, yeah, that's the whole shayla. And then we said a chiddush to Moshe, if the whole surah is the shape, then Moshe, you've got a teddy bear biscuit. The whole essence is a biscuit, the shape itself, the Moshe, you've got, yeah, anything like that, then that is mutter. Even the Chavnish agrees that in this battle, the oish, you don't look at the tzura, the main thing is the food, and you can cut it and eat it around for a month. That's more or less what comes out. Okay, let's move on to today, what we learned. Very interesting today, actually. First thing I want to think about is only cigarettes on here. Now, I haven't got really. Tell me, there's one over here, actually. You see, this is obviously not Shabbos, not again on Shabbos. But this is Nageya to Yom Tov. First was a big shayla when you can smoke on Yom Tov. What's the shayla when you can smoke on Yom Tov? Because nowadays, most people, a lot of people have stopped smoking. Doctors have said it's not so safe and it's not so healthy and everything. Kids, a lot of people have stopped smoking. So now the question is, well, it's called Dobar Shovel Chol Nefesh. That means that's clear. You can't do Malachas Yom Tov. Only things which are Shovel Chol Nefesh. It means the person can't have a bath on Yom Tov. Can't get water to wash himself on Yom Tov. To wash pot of Yodav Araglov, he can't heat up water to wash his whole body. The reason for that is because that's not Dobar Shovel Chol Nefesh. Even though nowadays, possibly, many people do have a bath every day, but certainly in the times of Chazal, it wasn't necessary to have a bath every single day, and therefore it's not called Dobar Shovel Chol Nefesh. So this is a quick question now about smoke.
Children.
Babies could be different, you have to know. It could be once it's a low plug. I don't know if you make a distinction now between different groups of people. I don't know, you have to know. No. But the mice now, the shyly, so cigarettes is a big question. But let's say that you're allowed to smoke. Let's say it's called Dorshaw Nefesh. I'll say, don't want to ask one's own rod, the shyla. That's a big question. This point is a big question, whether it's called Dorshaw or Nefesh. Lohniach it is. And now the question is that when a person lights a cigarette, a lot of the cigarettes have got writing on the actual cigarette itself. Like, Moshe, over here, it's got B&H gold. So what happens is a person smokes, and as he's smoking, the letters are going to be destroyed. Is that allowed on Yom Tov?
No,
it's mechika. You're rubbing out. What you're doing is you're rubbing out something. Now, you're not doing amanos lichtoiv. You're not rubbing out with the intention of writing. So, lechaira, that's better than it's an isra bon. Is that any hetzer to do that on Shabbat? Now, we know.
If someone needs this to cook and you've got only papers, they're allowed to.
What, with writing on it? Same shayla.
Yeah.
Same thing, yeah, that's right. Someone wants to cook this, he's got no fuel, got no charcoal or anything. He wants to put these papers in. The chayra, this is a problem, yeah? Because what you're doing is, as you're burning it, you're destroying the ksav. So this is what some people hold is taka problematic. Many say it's mochad rabbonim. So the best thing to do to avoid this problem is to rub out before Yom Tov, to take a pen and rub over the words with a black marker. So a person does that, for example, he rubs with a black marker. Oh, I'm coming to that. Yeah, very good. Yeah. So I'm saying that thing with a black marker, puts a person takes a black marker and rubs over the letters over here. And I say there's nothing there. The key is not there. Then when he smokes on Yom Tov, there's no problem. If a person didn't do it, and he's desperate for a cigarette, so here's someone mentioned this for last week. The mice is not glass, not ideal, but some people want to tie it up. What's the whole thing of moichem and oslichtov? The ister of minat Torah is you rub out in order to write. So Chazal made a gzeira, if you rub out, you might come to write there. If someone rubs out and there's nothing left, the mice, you can't write on there, maybe there's no gzeira at all. It's an interesting story of this. That would help for your newspapers as well, yeah?
No, that's the rim of decay, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So some people still do as well for the cake as well. Right? That could also be. That also.
But
when you eat it, what about when you eat it? When you eat the cake, the mice, you're destroying the lettuce. Yeah, you're still mochik. I'm saying mochik. That's specific ratio. But that could be the same story here as well. Then, yeah. That's some people want to say. That same story you apply to eating the cake. It's lamed as lichter. It's a specific ratio of kalachayat. It's a kill kosh. All those swords might apply over here as well. It's not glat. It's like a better to take a pen and rub it off. I must say, the case is similar to Shaila with, that's quite right, on Yom Tov, when it comes to eggs. Many eggs have got letters, have got writing on the eggs. So first of all, to peel an egg. That's Negev to Shabbos as well, actually, this, yeah? That's Negev to Shabbos as well. So I didn't try out, but I argued with someone a long time ago about this. But I believe it's a specific ratio that you have to go through the letters. I think it's possible. I don't know, I have to try it, like, try it out.
Well, it's possible to put it back as well.
What?
And it's possible to put it back as well.
No, but actually you can leave the whole numbers can come out together. You don't have to crack through the numbers. Yeah. It could be the whole number stays as is.
I feel it's about the answer.
Yeah. It's worse. That's much worse. Because you won't go put it back together again. Once it's cracked, I'm you want to put it back again. That's much worse. Once it's cracked. The shyness, I don't think it's a specific ratio. You have to crack the letters. The shyness, can you cook eggs on Yom Tov? Because when you put it in the boiling hot water, so the mice is going to be moichik a bit. It rubs out. The letters rub out afterwards. Yeah. If they cook it, the mice, you just get a red. Something get a red. Yeah, very interesting. So that's a grommet. That's already better as well. That doesn't happen straight away. That's what Shlomo Zalman's got to say, that when you're cooking and a zaiti thing happens at the same time, it takes time to happen. That could be its mutter. So cooking the eggs is not a problem. Peeling the eggs could be a problem. I think what someone showed me, this is very interesting. There's no magic, I would say, yeah?
Very interesting. There's a light that will show you. If you look at the first one, the star here, I don't know if you can see anything really here. This should look very, very closely. And it's very hard to see.
Yeah.
It's
empty, that number's shed up on the floorhead. Is it right in there? Yeah. That's the mildest white, yeah? People here
for a bit. It's a little chain. Now, Shaz, can you use that or
not? You see? It's yeah. Large white. See, that's what happens to the chain.
Right, it takes a bit of time because it's going to. So I have to do on Shabbat or Yom Tov, yeah? Actually, there's no chilling for Shabbat and Yom Tov to come in this, yeah? Because even my word doesn't make a difference. Now, here you have to know what happens. Pastors, that changed very, very quickly. And I must say, when I looked beforehand, you could see a very faint surah of the Chosn colour. Very, very faint. So the question is that called Kosev? What are you doing? You see, it's coming, it's changing right now, it's going to black. It's still very warm here, it takes a bit of time to cool down. Well, that's actually, I should cool down. I tried it at home. I put cold water in it. It goes down. But I should change. By the end of the shit, it should change. So, how can you do that on Yom Tov or Shabbos? So, mist. Steam. Condensation. Mist. Wherever. Yeah. Can you write on that? The mice, you can't do that. Yeah. You mustn't do it. So here, the only shayla is not happening straight away, but the pasta is called straight away. The only thing is it's a psik ratio. You're pouring water in, and as it's happening, it's like kalachayad.
It's always there.
It's always there. So what was a similar case to this? Remember, what was a similar case we had like this? We had with the glasses, what's it called, those glasses which change colour. The tinted glasses. That's a bit of a similar case over here. And there, Moshe had to swallow that. Everything was really in position there. You've got everything there, and everything's right. So I asked the Rav today about this. He said to me, Lemaisa, I must tell you something to me. First of all, it's not possible you could make it with this. And even if there would be a spot you make like tinted glasses, these glasses, that's when it comes to refuah, a person needs glasses. To allow this to be done on Shabbos, as Bamish Zildon we thought on Shabbos to do, and therefore one should not do this. It's a Zildon. Maybe not as Issa Mamish, you have to know if it's Mamish as Issa, but even if it's not, if there's no Issa, it's not opposite. You can come up to a terrible psych ratio, wherever, even you can. What?
Not the spirit of Shabbos.
Not the spirit of Shabbos. The Maaseh, he said, Zichah shouldn't be done on Shabbos, because you're doing it with Kabbalah, actually, to make a picture. It's much worse, really. That means when you walk with your glasses, you're going and it happens. Yeah, this is the Maaseh, you're doing it for the whole purpose. So the Chayah, that is a bit worse. That's not so posh to do, and therefore one should not really do this on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And who I did, if one had a cup before Shabbos or Yom Tov, which we had it in, and you drink it, you shouldn't drink it either, because as you drink it, the hot water goes down. Now what's happening is it's going to change colour. It's going to change, the picture's going to change.
So what did the Master Director
of the cook there? Because Shlomo Zalman said, if you're doing a heter, a Meister heter of cooking, at the same time as the hegromah, something's going to happen with the rubbing out, that's mutter. Yeah, it's a chiddush.
It's
a chiddush. Sorry? Yeah, but this is your kavonis for this. Yeah, it's much worse. Here your kavonis to make the picture come out. When a person uses his cup, his kavon is to make the picture. That's the whole shtick of it, yeah? And that's much worse. I mean, it's a zilzal. I can understand this role very well. It's a zilzal that on Shabbos you're playing about with this, getting pictures on and off. It's not the right thing to be doing on Shabbos. That's a psikrasia. That's a shell of psikrasia. The fridge door. That same shell with the fridge door. Yeah, but that's a hetter. He's a nice bishul's mutter on him, yeah? Yeah, well, maybe. Might be something. Why is it erga? I don't know if it's a mummish erga. I don't know if it's a mummish erga. I'm not sure if it is. I mean, the mice are waiting for a second.
If you take a supplement
before it comes in here, right? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. You have to know. That's cigarettes. That's one. That's another one. Peeling eggs, also very similar. There's another interesting thing. I didn't get a copy of this, actually. It's also very interesting. This is a shower with nappies. So let's see, he says, no, I say it changes colour, it's hot. Most there might be a red sign that goes on the don't touch, it's hot. Yeah, I don't know if you can use it on Yom Tov. I don't know if you can use it, but the Moshe alludes to you could use it. Is there a problem in that case? Something I don't know. There's another interesting case on Rabbi Yisai, which is talking about nappies. There's such a thing as a nappy which has got on it pictures. And when the child wets himself, So the reaction is that with a nappy, the colour of the picture goes away. Now, what's the idea of that? It's obviously you don't want to look at a nappy, you want to see the child wet. So you can see that, what do you call it, that the child has made them in a nappy. Is that mutter? Is that called moichah? Is that called rubbing out? It's called rubbing out. So what's the shy over here? First of all, the shy is, can you put a nappy on a child? There's an issof, safina le cotton b'yadam. You mustn't give an issof to a child. What does that mean? That means, for example, when Mr. Brewer speaks out... Yeah, that's true. So really, when a child does something wrong, that's not really awesome. But you, are you allowed to give a piece of novena meat, for example, to a child, to hobbit? So the Mishnah says that you mustn't do it, actually.
He mustn't feed it.
You mustn't feed him. That's called Sfeel Kotli Dhan. So here you're putting a nappy on the child. Is that called Sfeel Kotli Dhan? So I'll say the Mishnah says you can't give the Moshla a piece of tray for meat, the Moshla, to a child to hold with, even though you're not putting it in his mouth. But since it's so light, the child's going to play with it, put it in his mouth, that's called Sfeel Kotli Dhan. That's not allowed to be done. Is that over here as well the same thing? So pastors, this is different. First of all, there's a few things over here. So we're all talking to him, Ainsley, when I spoke to him, Ainsley. He said to me, you must realize, when a child wets himself, he's not even aware of what he's doing. It's not pshat, he knows that he's doing meirag lime, it's going to wet the nappy. It's not even so much less dark, it's like nisasi, he doesn't even know what he's doing, the child. It's a reflex of a child, I'm going to get actually. It's like a reflex of a child. The child doesn't know how to hold himself in when he has to relieve himself. He's got no, he doesn't know what he's doing at all. It's just a reflex. That could be he's not doing, it's not called a sweet economy of language. On top of that, this nappy is a grommer, because what happens is, it takes time. What happens is, the wet goes inside the nappy, obviously, and it has to travel from the inside of the nappy to go to the outside to make it effective. That's a grommer. So that nappy is like a mutter to use on the octave, or a chalice. It's a different thing. This is not, it's much quicker, actually. This is quite quick. It's much quicker. And also here, you have to know, here, he was going more with an ick of a zilzal and shabbos. It's an interesting story, that the zilzal and shabbos. If you allow a person to do this, he can play about making cuts and shabbos. It's not in the spirit of shabbos. So the ma'aser, they don't recommend this thing to be used on shabbos. It's not ideal to be used on shabbos. So what are we talking about? We spoke about, the first thing we spoke about was what? The first thing was cigarettes. That's the first thing, cigarettes. So we said cigarettes are not so posh at the writer, yeah? Because it's got the writing on, even though it might be a terium, but it's better if you can to block it out before a Yom Tov. If one didn't, besides the shy, well, you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov, that's the shy of Torah Shalom. If you didn't, there could be a sub to your makel, it could be like the case of eating a cake, possibly. Should ask a shy. Now we spoke about the eggs. So cooking the eggs, that Rosh Hashanah says is okay. And peeling the eggs, that's a bit worse. If you're going to crack the numbers, that could be worse. There's never subsidiation. That you have to work out if it's subsidiation or not. And then we spoke about these nappies. And nappies, where it's going to change, the surah is going to change, that lechayr is mutter to do, and one's allowed to use those on the
Shabbos. There's no one stealing the egg before Shabbos. You should eat it, and then
you
stop stealing the
egg before Shabbos. Oh, sorry. Either you could, if you're close with this thing, you can rub it out. You can put a pen mark over it, yeah? I don't think it's a psychiatrist. I had to try it, but I don't think it's a psychiatrist.
You are making it before Shabbos?
Yeah. Some people make it before Shabbos. Some people make it before Shabbos. Those who don't make it before Shabbos do it on Shabbos. But some people make it before Shabbos.
We must say that in the Rashbis Zaten, yeah. In the Shemek and Oisius.
Why?
But the Rashbis Zuk of eggs are a shoe, you know? One of the Rashbis Zuk of a shoe, as a Tunish Bach Tzigat in C3.
Yeah.
The Ein Shoe, Father Zuk of the eggs.
And those written, yeah?
Yeah.
If you've got a chemist like this, where
what?
You put hot water in.